first chapter, beginning at verse 40. I'll be reading down through verse 45. The Bible reads, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thy wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter." Supporting scripture, 34th division of Psalms, the 8th verse that you've already heard in your hearing. "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Our main thinking coming from the 44th verse of St. Mark. He said unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. We ought to use a thought or subject this morning. We'd like to speak from the thought, he just couldn't keep it to himself. He just couldn't keep it to himself. God blesses us and his mercies continue to be upon us and it is his will, then next week, throughout the week, you hear say again, one more time, we're in the house of the Almighty God. Don't take it lightly, because it is a joy to be in God's house. It is a joy to be amongst God's people. And a people this morning that don't mind giving God praise. Don't nobody know like you know what the Lord God has done for you. And those things that you still need the Lord to do, just keep on praying, for he will work it out. All you got to do is trust and believe, and the Lord our God will do what needs to be done. This morning as we come, we talk to you from a thought. He just couldn't keep it to himself. And so, if you think about yourself, there are times when there are things you have to be hush-hush about, and there are things sometimes that you have to open up your mouth and tell somebody. But one thing we have to understand is that we got to trust God, we got to believe him, and we got to obey what God has told us to do. It's by the grace and the mercy of a loving God that we are again blessed to celebrate another year of revival, to share today in our homecoming service where our friends from sister churches come together to worship and praise God together as one body in Christ. We heard Reverend Richards talking about what a blessing it is that we will set the format this morning, have the pregame. But I want to let you know that there is no game. It's the joy of the Lord. It's another opportunity to give our God praise. But in this time of year, so being that it's football season, we tend to be athletically inclined and our minds are on those things. And so those things sort of relate. And that's what preaching and conveying to people is all about, is taking the word of God and the things of the world and combining the two so you have an understanding of where we are coming from. So she was on base for those of us that are caught up in the sports. We've got to understand that we're not going to have a tailgate. We're going to have dinner. And I guarantee you, I've ate from their hands many times, and dinner will be good. So we invite all of you. You have the patience and you have an appetite. That after we receive the spiritual food, then if you have room enough, we're going to go down and get some physical food. I hope you get so full you don't even be hungry. And I'm just kidding myself. Somebody already thinking, what are we going to have on today? But I hear him to guarantee you, whatever it is, it's going to be good. As we come as the body of Christ, from last year up until this present time, many that was with us last year has been called home. And so we are thankful that God has blessed us to yet be amongst the living. Many have had one thing to happen after another, to the point that we've all had to say, as I preached the last time that I was here, what's next? There have been some things in your life that it seemed like if it's not one thing, it's always another. You get one thing worked out, and before you know it, another thing is already before you. But all you got to do is just keep on praying and know that God will work it out. Sickness, poverty, and homelessness is felt all over the world. People are trying to put their lives back together after all of the natural disasters, which we have no control over. Not only that came through with Florence on last week, but those that have come year or 2 years ago, there are still people trying to put their lives back together. So we need to be ever so thankful for the area in which we live, that even though we may have had a lot of rain, even though there may have been areas where there had been some flooding, it doesn't account to the fact of all of those that have lost everything that they've had. Some of them have lost their complete house. And then if you know anything about floodwaters, even if the house didn't fall, if it got so wet on the inside, it damaged things, and so they still got to start from scratch. And there are those of us, you know, I signify, and I try to find out what's happening when I'm gone. And I'm so glad that the Lord God blessed you while you were still at home instead of in the house of God last week. All of you know who I'm talking to. If you're not guilty, I'm not talking to you. But in the midst of all that was going on, you ought to have been glad to be able to get out and to go and tell your God thank you. The Bible is that time any time is a time when God allowed me to open up my mouth. I'm going to say it like I feel it and do what I can while I have an opportunity. It's good for us to have a break. It's good for us. And I know it, even when I'm here, if it's raining real hard on Sunday morning, the crowd is going to dwindle. But in the midst of the rain, even though we love the sunshine, in the midst of the rain, God is still to be praised. All of us that love those wonderful vegetables, we won't have them if it wasn't for the rain. And even though because of the flood, we've lost a lot of things, God will replenish and make everything all right again. So I thank God for allowing me to be in this place, to live in this place where even though we get some conditions, it does not hinder us from allowing life to go on. Think about it this morning, that there's somebody that don't even have a church to go to. There's somebody that don't have their clothes anymore to put on their backs. And those of us that have much, we got to learn how to share with others. I know that every now and then, sometimes we feel like things are just not going right. But we got to understand that when things are beyond our control, we got to learn how to be grateful for the thing that God has done. We're still in hurricane season. So we don't know what's going to happen in the next month or so. And then once we get past this season, if we are living, next year is going to come right back around one more time. And so we just have to be thankful that God blesses us in a way that is no worse than what it is. Let us be prayerful for all of our brothers and sisters that our God will turn things around in their favor. I find it a joy this morning just to be assembled together one more time to lift up the name of Jesus, to be in the midst of people that have let go and let God have his way. See, that's what you got to do when the Spirit of the Lord begin to move. Don't be waiting on nobody or nothing. You got to get yours while it's coming through. And don't nobody know but you and God when you're feeling it. And when you're feeling it, none of us have the power, should have the power to sit you down. Every now and again, you ought to let God move in you anyhow. Anybody that ever felt the presence of God, I always want to feel it one more time. You don't never want to get to a place where you fallen out of relationship with your God. We heard people say church is not like what it used to be. Well, now we thank God for all of the improvement that God has put upon this church building. And it's looked like this for a good while now. The church has not changed, the building. But what about your church? Have there been any changes made in your church? Are you doing anything better now than what you were doing last year this time? Even if it just started last month and you decided to better yourself, then if you're doing it for the goodness of God, then you ought to be thankful and glad that God is still right there by your side. I wonder this morning, how many of you feel though as though you owe God a praise? How many of you really come to tell your God thank you? How many of you are glad to be in this place one more time? How many of you are glad to know that the blood is still running warm in your veins? That your brain is still working, and when you think about it, I want to throw my hands up, I can throw my hands up. When I want to clap my hands, I can still clap my hands. When I want to stomp my feet, I can still stomp my feet. Is there anybody in here so glad? Yes, sir. You have a reasonable portion of health and strength. You got a lot to be thankful for this morning. And I thank God for people that don't mind praising him. See, the more you want to praise him, the better things get. The more you put the devil under you and behind you, the better things are going to get. Anybody glad to know that they got some control this morning? All you got to do is call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Somebody called on him before you got to church this morning. I thank God for the overcast this morning. Meaning it's not going to be quite as hot today as it would be. But even if it was hot, we're going to pile in here and do what we got to do. Today, as we lay the foundation for what's to come, it is my hope that we have been praying that God will bless us throughout this week, that some soul may be saved, that whosoever has lost their hope will get a renewed spirit. Revival is not just for the sinner or those that are lost. But revival is even more so for that one that has been pressing their way, trying to hold on, trying to do the right thing, and found out that when you do good, evil is still present. Found out that there's a time when you got to give God praise no matter what. Anybody got one of those hallelujah anyhow praises? I'm going through, but hallelujah anyhow. I'm broke, but hallelujah anyhow. I don't have a lot of food in my cupboard, but hallelujah anyhow. For I know that God will be my bread and he will feed me when I get hungry. Am I talking to anybody in here? We need to have more than just a zeal of God. We got to have a personal relationship with God. And many times we've heard it said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And if you're able to say that this morning, then you ought to have a personal relationship with God. Because that verse makes things personal. The Lord is my shepherd. When David said these words, he knew that the Lord was his shepherd. And as we said even on today, do you know God to be your shepherd? That will give you everything that you need. There may be some things that you want that you might not never get. But as long as you get what you need, everything ought to be all right. We ought to know that when we say that, that it ought to be more than just words. Are they just words to us, or do we believe that he is and know that no matter what or where we are, God is always right there? I thank God. I thank God for traveling grace and mercy. I thank God for where we are now, to where I can get on an airplane and be in New Jersey and do a service, and God will bring me right back home. What a mighty God we serve. I thank God for the spiritual strength that he gave me and the physical strength that he gave me on last week. And that same strength came again on Friday night. And I've been praying all morning, God, give me strength to stand and to do thy will on this another Lord's day. Never take it for granted just because you look good on the outside. That don't mean you feel good on the inside. There are those of us that know how to say, I'm all right, and know that you're feeling bad. But every now and again, it's all right to know and to even admit that you just don't feel too good. Well, today I feel pretty good. Wish I had more energy, but I feel good. When you feel good, you ought to be thankful. Because if you ever felt bad, then you know what I'm talking about. We got some folk in here, I know they got bounce back power. Realize that I've been down, but I'll get back up. I've been pushed over, but I'm going to get back up. I've been criticized, but I'm going to get back up. I've been persecuted, but I'm going to get back up. I've been called everything but a child of God, but I'm going to get back up. Somebody want to hold you to your yesterday, but how many of you know that today is a brand new day? Worry about what you was yesterday. We serve a merciful God, a God that is with us even here on today. So today we want to briefly talk about how we respond to the blessings and the will of God. When God has done something for us, those things which we enjoy, we get new mercies every day. Yesterday, I was blessed. So blessed yesterday that I was allowed to go and to share with my family. I was there to share and to have a good meal. Charles did a good job yesterday. Yes, sir. Even though my appetite hadn't been that good, I ate some of that. While I was there in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday, got a phone call. Said, you at home? I said, no, I'm in Charlotte. We got a big dinner over here. I want to bring you some food. I said, look at God. Because what Charles done fed me, I'm going to need something else a little bit later. I said, well, my brother there, just go down there and knock on the basement door and let him know and take it to the house anyhow. It's good to have folk that love you, that look out for you, and will make a way out of no way. Don't never forget where your blessings come from. New mercies every day. God's going to bless us today. And whether we are here tomorrow, God's going to bless us tomorrow. Because I found out to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So you can't lose no way that you go if you're in God. You better get your house in order while we have a chance. We have devotional service. And in devotional service, we sing songs, we pray prayers, and people give their personal testimonies of God's goodness and of all the things that the Lord God is doing. Then there are some that never says a mumbling word. But King Solomon, all of his wisdom, tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:7, a time to rent and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. To everything there is a season. And every now and then you ought to want to tell somebody just how good the Lord God has been. There are those of us that might say, she got that same old testimony. But if that's the same thing that God has been doing, don't you hate her for her testimony. Just because you don't want to talk, let somebody else tell of God's goodness. Isn't there somebody in here just glad that God has blessed you? And every now and then when something good happens, you want to share it with somebody. Let us understand that in every season, no matter what's going on, God is still in control. There are times that we ignore what he tells us to do. And how many of you know there are times that you do what you want to do? You don't do what God says. Even though we are hearers and ought to be doers, there are times when we don't do what God tells us to do. Find ourselves talking about everything and everybody. What we should be talking about is a time to speak and a time to be silent. Time to tell God, I want to thank you, and a time to let him know whose side you're on. We got to learn how to open up our mouths and to tell the Lord God exactly where we are coming from. How many of you know that there's something you have to keep to yourself? In regards to the fact that we share, we got to learn how to know what to say, when to say it, and who to say it to. See, I found out you can't tell anybody everything. And there's some things you can't tell nobody. How many of you know we got some folk that have spread your business? How many of you know that we got some folk that will make you some business? All they got to do is look at you. And they think what they want to think about you, and they'll tell somebody. And the sad thing is, all they got to do is tell the right one. And that right one will twist it and he'll care to somebody else. You ever had those folk that come up, have you heard? Sometimes if I hadn't heard it, I don't need to hear it. Sometimes some of the things that you hear will mess up your good day. But how many of you know that someone that you can't tell anything will also be somebody that over a period of time, if somebody's praying for them, that God will bless them and change the things that are going on in their lives. When we think about the miraculous thing that God is doing in our life, and we realize that we've had a taste of who God really is. And as we look here in the 34th division of Psalms, David starts out saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We ought to have a praise whether we're in the house of God or not. We ought to be able to tell God thank you whether we're in the company of somebody or not. How many of you have your own personal little devotion in your own house? Take that time out to say, Lord, I just want to talk to you for a little while. I want to thank you for what you've done. I want to thank you because of who you are and all that you're doing. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We got to understand that there comes a time that we got to give God the praise. But when I look at verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So David is saying, if we really want to know who he is and all that he can do, you got to give God a try. There's something that we look at it and we say, I don't like that. But sometimes you got to taste it. And once you taste it, you realize that I like it better than I thought that I would. Many of us are picky eaters. And we don't want to taste some things. A lot of times, I don't have to say I don't want it, just to look on my face. Let them know I don't want none of that. But when it comes to God, David says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you know him to be good this morning? Do you know him to be the God that makes everything all right? Then he said, blessed is the man that will trust in him. So if you give God a try, if you trust in him, then he will work things out. We realize that as we look at this verse, it also tells us if we trust, fear, and seek the Lord, we will understand just how good God is. All you need is a taste. And once you know for yourself what God can and will do, you don't mind sharing that with somebody else. I'm so glad that I'm able to tell somebody that God is good. I'm glad to be able to tell somebody that I know God is a mother for the motherless. Because when my mother left, God didn't leave me. He left me many mothers that stood in and took up the slack. He a father for the fatherless. So don't never feel like that you're all by yourself. God always got somebody that will be right there in the midst of your situation. And I'm so glad that I can tell somebody that even though you may be down and out, God will allow you to get back up on your feet. Even though you were out there in the world and it seemed like you never was going to come in. But somehow, in some way, when somebody was praying for you, somebody opened up the gap for you and allowed you to realize exactly who God is. And when you found out that God was a mighty good God, then you found that you don't mind giving your God praise. So now, as we think about trying the Lord, there comes a time that we need to have God on our side. Look at our text this morning. Jesus comes into Capernaum as he taught them. He began to heal them. He cast out demons and unclean spirits. He began to choose his disciples and told them to drop their nets and follow him. But now we also see here that in this particular chapter, over and over again, Jesus the Christ healed people that were going through. The Bible says, and at evening, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Don't you know, whenever God is in the midst, the devil got to flee. When God is in the midst, you can tell the devil where to get off at. When God is in the midst, healing will come your way. And I want to let you know that there came a time, the late in the midnight hour, Jesus had to go down and get all by himself. When he got by himself, he began to pray. Say, Lord, I want you to give me the words to say, because tomorrow I got to teach some more people. Tomorrow I got to heal some more people. See, every now and again, you got to steal away by yourself. You got to have a little talk with Jesus. Is there anybody in here this morning that realized that I got to talk to the Lord while I still have a chance? And I'm so glad that Jesus took some special time to prepare himself for what to come. For the Bible declared that there came a leper, and he came beseeching him. In other words, he was looking for the Lord. He kneeled down and said unto him, if thy wilt, thou canst make me clean. Is there anybody in here this morning that realized that you need to be clean? Or you can use all the soap that you want to. You can put all on the cologne and perfume. But I want to let you know there can't nothing cleanse you better than the blood of Jesus. I'm so glad this morning that I've been cleansed by the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus moved with compassion. He said he put forth his hand and he touched this man that had the leprosy. And he said, I will be thy clean. See, all the Lord got to do is open up his mouth. He don't have to necessarily lay his hands on you. Is there anybody called on the Lord? And God didn't have to necessarily lay his hand on you. But the Spirit of the Almighty God began to bless you and pick you back up. Let you know that God was still there by your side. Because the Bible declared that as soon as he spoke the word, immediately, right then and there, the leprosy left this man's body. And I believe on this morning that I serve a mighty God, a God that can clear away leprosy. Leprosy was an unclean disease, but I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. For the Bible said when Jesus healed him, he strictly told him and charged him, go away from here. Show yourself to the priest. Do the thing that are right. Go and do the thing that Moses would have you to do in the law. In other words, when the Lord God bless you, you ought to have a mind to come back and tell your God, thank you. Have God healed anybody? Has God touched anybody? Is there anybody here this morning that want to tell your God, thank you? But the Lord God told this man, don't tell nobody. Go your way and get away from here. Go and show the priest what I have done. But this man just couldn't keep it to himself. When you've been blessed by the best, You can't help but tell somebody. I stop by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty good God. When the Lord God bless you, you ought to be able to throw up your hand. When God bless you, you ought to be glad about it. When God bless you and turn your situation around. I'm so glad, so glad, so glad that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that I know where the man is coming from. Lord, you've been so good, so good. I can't keep it to myself. Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. I got to have you. I need your mercy, not only today, but I'm going to need you tomorrow. And when the Lord God bless you, sometimes you can't keep it to yourself. No matter how little it may seem to others, the little mercies that God bestows upon us, giving us a sound mind, allowing us to be able to see, allowing us to be able to hear. This man was disobedient to what the Lord told him to do. And he went out and he talked about it so much that Jesus couldn't even go back into the city. Why? Because jealousy was there. Because there were those religious leaders that didn't like that they couldn't do what Jesus did. You see, when they seen somebody with the leprosy, they said, get back away from me. Don't come close to me. But when he went to Jesus and he said, wilt thou make me clean? And Jesus just spoke the word. And immediately, you see, sometimes God is a right now God. And then sometimes you have to wait on it. But how many of you don't mind waiting? I'm going to wait until my change comes. But whenever God want to bless me right now, you see, I'm getting a right now blessing right now. Because I asked him, allow me to lift up my voice. Allow me to stand bold as a soldier, standing on faith, trusting and believing that I serve a God that no matter what you're going through, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will do what needs to be done. Hallelujah. Anybody got a praise this morning? Anybody know that God done brought you a mighty long way? How many of you know that the same God that blessed you last month has blessed us all this month? And I believe that there's somebody in here this morning that know you need the Lord. And all you got to do is trust in him, believe in him, and he'll do what needs to be done. But now, let's say he told you, like he told this man, don't tell nobody. But once you get a taste of what God can do, there are times where you got to tell somebody. Because see, I know that there are others suffering. There are others that need the Lord. And I want you to let you know that the same thing that he'll do for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Same thing he did for my brother, he did the same thing for some of you. The same thing he did for Reverend Richards, he did the same thing for many of you. How many of you know that you hadn't always been where you are right now? So you're not in a position to look down your nose at somebody and feel like you're better than somebody else. I'm just a sinner saved by the precious grace of God. And after he saved me, made me a promise, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you. And if you need something, just keep on praying. And I'll make some changes in your life. Somebody wants to be changed. Somebody has already been changed. But how many of you know that even though after you get on the Lord's side, that's when the real battle begins? Because the enemy want to rob you. The enemy want to push you back to your yesterday. But I declare before God and all of God's people, I want to hold on to God's unchanging hands as this man went. But the Bible declares in that last verse, even though Jesus didn't go back to the city, wherever he was, they came from all quarters. So wherever Jesus is, that's where I want to be. If we have revival and we don't have enough Jesus or enough spirit in us that Jesus is here, we may as well not have it. We're going to need the Lord. Every one of us, those of us are here and those of us that are not here, we need God in our lives. So as we make preparations for our revival, first of all, we got a young man coming for our homecoming service this afternoon. And I know he's going to do a masterful job. But I thank God for giving us the mindset and to giving us this message this morning. He just couldn't keep it to himself. He got a taste of what God could do. Could you imagine in your mind to have a skin disease to the point to where people shun you, turn their heads away from you, whisper and talk about you? And just because God said, thou shalt be clean, and you look at your hands, and your hands really do look brand new. You look at your feet and your feet look brand new. Oh, I can't help but see this man of God running. So I got to tell somebody what the Lord God has done for me. Is there anybody in here this morning that got anything that you need to tell somebody just how good God has been to you? Just how far the Lord has brought you. Don't be ashamed. And don't worry about your haters, because they don't want to praise him. Don't let them hinder you. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus, think about it. Oh, you didn't hear me this morning. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he had done for me, my soul. Somebody ought to cry out this morning. That's a good praise break right there. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Woo. I don't know about you, but I got so much. I got so much to be thankful for. Woo, thank you, God. Woo. Woo. He is worthy. God is worthy. Whatever your situation might be. And in the good, it's not always sickness. Sometimes it's just other things that take away your joy. But God will replenish and give you back your joy. I've always been a praiser. God knows if I could dance right now. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. When you can't do what you used to do, but I thank my God that I can see and feel the power of His Spirit. Woo! Woo! Yeah! 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 Oh, God, I love you, I love you, I love you. I glorify you. And I praise you. I praise you. Oh, what a mighty God. Praise Him, glorify Him while you have a chance. Trust in Him. Seek Him. For this man, he went looking for Jesus. Say, I beseech you, I'm looking for you. I need you. And all I want to know is, will you make me clean? All right, all right, all right. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm finished, but I'm reminded one of the songs of the saints of old, look where He brought me from. If God has brought you from your dark days into His marvelous light, and you're able to recognize that you have been elevated and you've been blessed by the mercy of a loving God. Because see, what the Bible says is that when God looked at him, he had compassion on him. He has that, excuse me, that same love for us this morning. And as you stand to your feet, we're going to move along. We give God glory and we praise Him for what He has done. And I guarantee you, what He done for you today, you're going to still need Him tomorrow. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Truly, I thank the Lord our God, because nothing like being a witness for yourself when you know that you know what the Lord God can do. And just by chance, there's somebody in the midst of this congregation that don't know. I encourage you to try Jesus. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.